All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
From Steve Will Do It being banned on YouTube to Jesse Sebastiani experiencing a burnout and depression, these are the six NELK members who have either been fired or disappeared without any explanation. Hi, I'm Lou Aista. I create weekly video documentaries of things I'm into. And today, we're going to talk about the NELK Boys, a group of YouTubers known for their outrageous pranks and stunts, and the mysterious disappearances of some of their most beloved crew members. In 2013, Kyle Forgard began his YouTube journey with a series of social experiments and pranks. Among his notable works at the time was videos titled McDonald's Job Interview Prank and pretending to be a McDonald's employee.
I quit, okay? I've had enough of this. I quit. I'm taking my mom with me. So you guys just lost a good employee.
What just happened?
After 3 years of creating the channel, Kyle managed to amass a whopping 30,000 subscribers on his own.
I was at like 30,000 subscribers.
How'd you get there, though?
Just posting shit. I know.
Yeah.
Just posting shit.
Over time, the channel's members continued to grow, with the first additions being Lucas Gasparini and Jesse Sebastiani. Together, the NELK Boys carved out a unique space for themselves in the world of YouTube, with their outrageous and often insane pranks, all while maintaining high production values and an unwavering commitment to their full sin lifestyle. From wild party scenes to daring stunts, the NELK Boys are known for pushing the envelope in their pursuit of creating entertaining content that captures the attention of their audience. Their signature motto serves as a constant reminder of their dedication to living life to the fullest and bringing their fans along for the ride. But as the saying goes, all good things must come to an end. As the channel continued to grow, multiple members began dropping off from the page. First, let's discuss what happened to Lucas before delving deep into the tragic disappearance of Jesse. Lucas Gasparini made his first official appearance in the video titled Calling In Sick to Places We Don't Work At and Involving Strangers in Drug Deals Prank. One of his most classic pranks on the channel was the time he pretended to be a Walmart employee and said something hilarious on the intercom.
Attention shoppers in aisle 12 and 13, I let a stinky fart go, 12 and 13 shoppers.
However, Lucas began to disappear from the videos in 2017, leaving fans to wonder what happened to him. Since Kyle and Jesse were really in tune with their community, they were forced to reply to the situation, leading to a video titled, What Happened to Lucas from NELK, that was posted on June 19th, 2017.
Lucas, I don't know if you guys are wondering or not, but Lucas is not going to be coming back to the channel, guys. He's not going to be doing videos with, us anymore.
Before going on to explain that Lucas was sick of doing pranks altogether.
Dude, he was just sick of doing pranks when we were filming pranks. Just, I think he always had that little bit of pressure when we were in, like, a Walmart or anything like that. You guys can probably tell from the videos, too.
The boys would further go into more detail, claiming that Lucas was sick of the lifestyle that came with becoming huge YouTubers, such as traveling, networking, and meeting with fans. But that seemed to have been only half of the story, as Kyle would later reveal the real reason stemmed to Lucas's parents, who prevented him from traveling with the group and filming pranks.
The reason he ended up leaving is because he was in college and his parents were like pretty strict on him. So when me and Jesse obviously wanted to fucking drop everything and travel around the states in a fucking van, Lucas's parents literally just would not let him go.
And in a shocking turn of events, Kyle invited Lucas to join back with the NELK Boys in a video titled Pretending to Be an Amazon Delivery Driver that premiered on March 8th, 2021.
We're bringing Lucas back.
They convinced him to come back.
Fans were excited that NELK's videos were going back to how they used to be with Kyle, Lucas, and Jesse. At the time of rejoining NELK, Lucas had lost his job and was going through a tough time, so this was a really big break for him. but unfortunately, it didn't work out as most people wanted. Even though the majority of Nelk fans were excited about his return, it was never the same. Around the time of Lucas's return, the Nelk boys began implementing giveaways and gambling streams, as it was becoming a trend for a lot of YouTubers at the time, with some notable figures such as Aiden Ross or FaZe K doing the same thing. And Lucas was quick to jump on the bandwagon and get in on this huge cash grab, but this turned out to be a huge mistake. While it seemed pretty harmless at first, the whole ordeal backfired after investigative YouTuber CoffeeZilla exposed Nelk playing with fake odds and their giveaways being fake.
Allegedly, Lucas was scamming people by not giving away money randomly to his viewers, but instead giving it away to himself and his moderators.
After failing to get things to work, he went back to Canada to work as a plumber, which he's currently still doing, while simultaneously uploading content on TikTok. With the exit of Lucas from Nelk, the boys introduced a new member by the name of 905 Shooter to join the group with hopes of being his replacement. However, unlike Lucas, 905's exit was the craziest to date. Jason Pagaduan, popularly known as 905 Shooter, or just 905, joined Nelk at around 800,000 subscribers as their cameraman and editor. However, he began to appear in more and more videos, since he helped Nelk create hilarious moments by allowing them to pretty much trash him throughout each and every upload.
Hey, everyone has their own decisions.
Yeah, you're 0 for 2, buddy. You fucked up on your chew and you didn't even fucking nut last night.
Dude, I don't know if there was some coke in that chew or something, but Nino will not stop talking.
Sorry.
There are literally videos on YouTube that span over 20 minutes long, showcasing the horrible time 905 had with the crew. But despite the constant hazing and bullying he received from the other Nelk members, 905 Shooter's departure from the group was not caused by this mistreatment. On the No Jumper podcast, 905 revealed that he lost motivation to continue working and developed a poor work ethic.
I made a lot of mistakes where I wasn't really doing my job because, like I said, I just wasn't feeling happy in a way. Like, I started losing that motivation. And I want things to distract me from the reality of what I was doing because I had other interests that I liked more. Like, no disrespect to them. Like, this is how I was feeling in that moment and time.
That's when 905 began appearing in fewer videos, and the Nelk boys were seen hanging around with other cameramen, leaving fans to wonder why he made a sudden disappearance. Then, in November of 2021, Kyle revealed to their fans in the Full Send podcast that 905 was very lazy and that he wouldn't do his job, even after being told multiple times.
Oh, you're talking about
it. It wasn't just that. It was just like, there was multiple shit. Like, he just wasn't doing his job. Like,
well, yeah, you can't have filming.
He wasn't editing. He was,
yeah, you can't have that.
He put me in a position where I was just like, dude, like, I've told you this 5 times, like, stop, or like, I don't know what to do now. Like, you're literally like kind of holding me at gunpoint here. Like, I've fucking told you this 5 times, like, just stop. And yeah, you just wouldn't.
While being lazy and not doing your job are great reasons to fire someone, what got him fired from Nelk ultimately had to do with something completely different. It was for being exposed by a woman he was talking to. It all started in 2019 when screenshots of 905's chats were exposed on Twitter, which revealed that 905 would slide into the DMs of several girls and request their nudes. This chat was one of the many that 905 had been involved with. In a podcast with the Nelk team, Kyle revealed that it had been going on for 3 years, but he didn't want to fire him.
I didn't want to fucking do it. Why I warned him for 3 years. I'm like, bro, stop. Stop. Like,
we love 905.
However, after his dirty conversation was exposed, everyone, including 905, knew it was over. So there was no argument whatsoever.
You guys breaking up?
It wasn't so much an argument. It was just more of a confrontation of like, okay, like, you know, this is not the first time. He's mentioned it before. I'm sure people have seen this videos about it. Like, yeah, I made mistakes of doing it and not really learning from it.
905 didn't think his actions were so bad. And in his defense, every guy has done it at least once.
Who hasn't?
Sent a dick pic?
Yeah.
What?
So why would a video editor who's working with one of the most popular content groups on YouTube ruin everything by sending these types of pictures? Well, 905 revealed on a podcast that at the time, fame started to get to his head and he just felt like all the girls wanted him.
I was so egotistical. I was so self-absorbed with myself where I felt like I was better than everybody else at a time where I felt like, okay, I had a privilege of entitlement and, like, you know, girls wanted me, but...
Shortly after being exposed, Nelk would post a message to their Instagram stating that they have officially parted ways with 905. And while some were sad to see him go, others were glad that it happened. So he definitely deserved to be fired, but believe it or not, it gets even worse. In addition to the previously mentioned controversy and claims of being lazy, Kyle also alleged that 905 had lost the group $10,000 worth of cameras and didn't even say sorry for it. It was clear that 905 belonged to the streets. While 905 was forced to leave Nelk by Kyle and the fans, there was an opposite reaction when Jesse Sebastiani, arguably Nelk's most important member, decided to leave. Jesse was quite possibly the most important piece to the puzzle when it came to building the Nelk brand. And together with Kyle, they form one of the greatest prank duos in the history of YouTube. He made his first appearance on the video You Lit Me on Fire prank that debuted on August 26th, 2014.
Oh my God.
Yo, you're on fire! Stop jumping now! Stop jumping now! Take it off, take it off, take it off!
It was clear that Jesse and Kyle's chemistry was undeniable from the very beginning, and Jesse was particularly known for going to great lengths to bring his fans entertaining content. In fact, there was a point in time where Jesse even went to jail for the pranks he pulled off, where he went to various locations dressed like this, asking people for a favor to aid him in murdering someone. When Jesse and Kyle started making videos together, they quickly became one of the most dynamic duos on the platform, and many fans would consider this the heyday of Nelk, when the channel was at its absolute peak in popularity, whilst also reminiscing on this period as the OG Nelk days that everyone misses. So why would someone with that kind of status just leave? Well, Jesse's discontent with the direction of Nelk's brand became increasingly obvious in 2020. After about 6 years of creating content with the group, despite being a co-founder and a key member, Jesse was starting to feel disconnected from the group and their vision for the future. And it was around 2020 when he started to appear in less videos. Considering that he made a constant appearance in videos since 2014, fans knew that something was going on. And on January 28th, 2020, Jesse gave fans more of an insight as to what was going on behind the scenes with a tweet saying, quote, "Honestly, I love what I do, but fuck, I hate being such a target. It's cliche and shit, but I hate fame. I've only had a taste of it, and I already experienced how much you have to give up for this life choice. It sounds petty, but I've lost almost everything I used to love about life." Then in 2021, Jesse opened up more about his decision to step back from the Nelk brand, revealing that he had become sober.
Took a step back. I've been sober for like 6 or 7 months now.
This was a significant departure from the party-heavy lifestyle that the Nelk boys were known for doing, as they were often seen drinking and getting into wild shenanigans in their videos. He also alluded to dropping out for the same reasons Lucas did.
The steady on the road, steady partying, steady all that shit, getting arrested, fucking, it just, I mean, I've been doing this shit for 7 years, so it was a while.
And that he felt more comfortable working behind the scenes on other parts of the brand instead.
Took a, not a break, but came back to really do what I want to be doing, which is the clothing and organizing that, and honestly a week of doing it.
But as time passed, it became apparent that Jesse's issues with Nelk ran deeper than just feeling burnt out. During an interview with Colin and Samir, Jesse opened up about his departure from Nelk and shared that he stopped enjoying the celebrity lifestyle only a year after experiencing it.
Everyone's first year is like, it's like, yeah, oh, it's cool, or like, this is like, yeah, you're like, it's like new,
yeah,
so it's exciting, but I've never enjoyed it ever since.
And in 2022, Kyle explained the full story of what happened to Jesse on the Full Send podcast, claiming that he sold his shares in Full Send and Nelk for a huge paycheck.
It was clear to me that Jesse was not happy being involved in Nelk. That's when me and him started talking about, you know,
exiting
things, and him saying like, yo, I'm kind of down to like officially, like, you know,
Exit. Yeah.
We pretty much agreed on a number.
He went on to create his own company called Sunday, which is also successful. While Jesse seemed to have exited gracefully in the way he wanted, the same could not be said for Steve Will Do It. Steve Will Do It was discovered by Kyle in 2017. And as soon as he saw him, he knew that Steve was a perfect fit for the channel.
I think he sent me, or Lucas, or both of them, they sent me like a video of Steve, and he was chugging Jack Daniels on his driveway, like a full,
disgusting,
I think,
bro.
It was like a 2.6.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, crazy. I saw that, and he's just on his driveway, and he just pounds the whole 2.6. And I was like, I've never seen that in my fucking life. Like,
his name perfectly correlated with Steve-O from Jackass, as he was also known for being down to do anything, especially when it came to chugging loads of alcohol. With the Nelk boys' brand being about partying, having fun, and doing wild things, Steve's presence brought more life to the channel, and fans instantly enjoyed his charisma and the dynamic he brought to the videos. His willingness to take on any challenge and push the limits of what was possible made him a favorite among the Nelk community. Despite being a prominent member of the Nelk boys, Steve was one of the few members who decided to create his own YouTube channel. He became known for creating content similar to YouTubers David Dobrik and MrBeast by giving away expensive items to random strangers and friends. Steve's channel gained a significant following of over 1 million subscribers in no time, making it one of the fastest growing channels in the history of YouTube. However, it unexpectedly got banned for a ridiculous reason. To his dismay, he received an email stating that his channel violated YouTube community guidelines, which led to its removal. It really had to do with Steve's second channel, where he hosted gambling streams in partnership with online casino State, which became a subject of controversy as it was alleged that he and other members of NELK were being paid huge sums of money to promote gambling to their young audience. Again, CoffeeZilla, a YouTuber who exposes internet scams, later exposed the group's partnership with State, with a primary focus on canceling Steve Will Do It. However, this wasn't the reason Steve was really banned. Steve later revealed in a video on Rumble that he was banned for showing the URL to the website on his video.
Because it's like, you got deleted for... We'll just say it. We got deleted for having steak.com on my second channel. Keep in mind, my second channel got 100K views per video. I had steak.com.
I'm not gonna lie, it's fucking pretty stupid. After being banned, YouTube then threatened Kyle that NELK would also be banned if they kept including Steve in his videos.
Steve, like, if he appears in any video, yeah, he can't be, like, a prominent character, but they also said, like, it's up to you. They basically said, like, it's out of our control. Like, the team that we talk to at YouTube, it's like... it's out of their control, and like they basically said, like, your channel is going to be deleted if Steve's in your videos.
Lastly, we have Nico and Marco Martinovic. These twins were among the original members who founded NELK in 2010. They contributed heavily to the group's early success and were well known for their witty pranks and infectious personality. However, in 2015, the twins suddenly left NELK, and no explanation was given for their departure. Shortly after their exit, Nico and Marco started their own YouTube channel, Even Out. The channel focused on similar content as NELK, but with a more refined and polished approach. Despite starting from scratch, the twins' natural charisma and creative instincts quickly drew in a dedicated fan base, and their channel has now amassed over 1 million subscribers. The twins' success has proven that leaving NELK was not the end of their careers, but rather the start of a new and exciting chapter. And that's pretty much everyone that's been banned so far. A lot of people think that Steiny may be next, as his contribution to the podcast may be insignificant compared to that of Kyle or Bradley Martin, but let me know in the comments what you guys think. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe, and if you did enjoy this video, you're definitely gonna enjoy the one on the screen. I'll catch you guys in the next one.